Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again. I just come repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly. Was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds? I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me up out of the flesh, Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome into this service. You are welcome into my body. You are welcome to do whatever you want to do today. Lord, I'm asking that, Father, your will be done even now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, that you would not allow me to speak what I want to speak, Father, but let me speak only what your Spirit gives me utterance to. Speak, Lord God. I meant to put you in the sunny and honorable cosini and the ha. E corolla shiti and the ha ti and the ho. Nureba shiti and the ha. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just praise you on today, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Eto namashato.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I stand up.
Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ibaba kasiki arada deo soroboko shinyanaha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody just give him a praise wherever you are. Hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is worthy to be praised.
Yeah, thank you,
God. Hallelujah. We just magnify your name, Lord. We exalt your name.
Thank you, Lord.
For thine is the kingdom.
Glory to God.
The power. And the glory forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, your word, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Let it be shanda kore yadaha. Kinanda yarabo sheki dioha. Wondabo sakaha. Hallelujah. I just hear the Spirit of God saying the day of hiding is over. Indo city yandaha. Shibika darabo ko shidiaha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Joel chapter 2. And I'm going to start at the first verse. It says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion.
Yeah.
And sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Ileon de Horaha. Hallelujah. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as a horseman, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains. Ooh, man, the Spirit of God is talking. The Holy Spirit says you cannot hide any longer. He says you can't even hide behind your tithes and your offerings. He said, because I see you. He said, you are evil. He said, you don't want anyone else to have anything. He said, you are a very jealous-hearted individual. He said, and you cannot hide any longer. He said, I've allowed your pride to get to the height to think that you got it down pat. He said, but I'm going to destroy you at your height, said the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, even as you have been a cause for other people's demises, where you've been the cause of other people's financial ruins, where you've been the cause of other people's problems because of your very evil thoughts, your very evil presence, he said, I shall cause the same to come upon you quickly and unawares. He said, I'm going to take you down, said the Spirit of God. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Let me get back to the scriptures. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains, shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble is a strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much plain. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall, he said, because I said it, I meant it, and I will not change it. He said, because I've told you time and time again about your evil plots and plans, your evil jealousy, how you lure people into your confidence, and they feel like that they think that you a good person, and all the while you're taking their words to destroy their lives. He said, I shall do the same to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 I'm trying to get back to the scriptures, I'm sorry. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Okay, I'm going to do that in another translation. It says, let the horn be sounded in Zion, and a war cry in my holy mountain. Let all the people of the land be troubled, for the day of the Lord is coming. For a day of dark and deep shade is near, a day of cloud and black night, like a black cloud, a great and strong people is covering the mountain. There has never been any like them, and will not be after them again from generation to generation. Before them, fire sends destruction, and after them, flame is burning. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and after them, an unpeopled waste. Truly, nothing has been kept safe from them. Their form is like the form of horses, and they are running like war horses. Like the sound of hallelujah! Shereba konda! Onda keyandote! Onda konda noko! He never knows. I said there is no place to hide. There is no hiding place. Of course, she the out there hide in the hole. Like the sound of war carriages, they go jumping on the tops of the mountain. Like the noise of a flame of fire burning up the grain stems. Like a strong people lined up for the fight. At their coming, the people are bent with pain. All faces become red together. They are running like strong men. They go over the wall like men of war. Every man goes straight on his way. Their lines are not broken. No one is pushing against another. Everyone goes straight on his way, bursting through the sword points. Their order is not broken. They make a rush on the town, running on the wall. They go up into the houses and through the windows like a thief. The earth is troubled before them, and the heavens are shaken. The sun and the moon have become dark, and the stars kept back their shining. Ooh, glory to God. The Lord is thundering before his forces, for very great is his army, for he is strong who gives effect to his word. For the day of the Lord is great and greatly to be feared, and who has strength against it? The Spirit of God is talking to me about what he just had me to prophesy a while ago. The Spirit of the Lord said, he said, because of your evil thoughts, he says, people have lost their souls. He's like, people have lost their ways. He said, and I have tried to reason with you. He said, I've had my servant to speak words. He said, I've had my servant to preach many words about the evilness of your thought processes and the things that have gone on. He said, people's livelihoods have been snatched before them because of you. And the Lord said, he told me, use this as an example. He said, you one of those that can sit up and look at somebody's hairstyle and get jealous. And because of your jealousy and your issues, because you want to be number one and how you want to be this and that. He said that person ends up life going in ruin and they seeking it down. He said, and the enemy is trying to destroy their life because of your very evilness. He said, I'm going to get you, said the Spirit of the living God. He said, there's no place for you to hide. He said, because evil is bound up in your heart. You don't care about nobody. He said, you are evil. He said, your very evilness has begun to break forth even in your face. He's like you. He said, there's things that they can't even rearrange and come back. The things that you was able to use in the past, you ain't able to use it. But he said, there's no hiding place. He said, yeah, I see you and my servant see you. He said, because I've told my servant who you are. And he was like, he said, and because of this, he's like, you're going to experience some things real quickly. He's like, and it's going to come quickly upon your household, upon your finances. He said, you think you done already been in the hospital? He said, you got things that's coming upon you quickly, said the Spirit of God. Roshura bakondi le ki shura la kongere. Makonda and the serebe kutu on the ha. On the seba da kanda la bohura hiria. Ni sete rotonda. Semane kende konda da kanje. Roto semana hatando sherebe ko. Ooh, Lord, I'm trying to get into the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all don't even understand. God is angry. He's angry. I can feel the fire of the Holy Ghost in my head. He said, because you stuck your finger in my eye constantly. He said, and it's no more negotiation. Hallelujah. 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 It's because it's time for my people to be set free from your evil devices, said the Spirit of the Living God. Oh, de shimene giri ata ha to shino konda ha. To shimi ana ha ne sere ondo shere bekiri ha. Kondi shini di anda la ko shite la ha sere bekondi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, set your people free on today, Lord God. I'm asking you to move by your Holy Spirit like you have never had before, Lord God. I'm asking you to destroy the works of darkness that's been set out against your people in the spirit realm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I pray for your people's liberation even now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to set your people's free, God. For your people have been struggling in a lot of areas, Lord God, and some have been their own doing, but not doing the things that you told them to do. But God, some of them have been from the attacks, oh God. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, you will remove that is hindering them from going forward in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, those who, Lord God, who have made up in their heart to be obedient to you, Lord God, and it has been trusting in you, Lord God, I'm asking that you will bring forth their deliverance as a noonday, God. I pray right now that you will cause your light to shine in the dark areas of their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for the people that's been affected, oh God, by the evilness, oh God, and the jealousies and all this other stuff. I pray that, Father, you begin to restore their lives, oh God. Father, they don't even realize why they're experiencing what they're experiencing, Lord God. They don't know why they're doing the things they're doing, but Father, you know. And so, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you begin to heal them, Lord. That, Father God, that you would lift all matter, voodoo, witchcraft, hexes, and spells out of their skin cells, their blood cells, and their hair follicles, oh God. I'm asking you to destroy the very demonic spirits attached to it, Lord God. And then, Father, I pray right now that, Father, you would send those words and those thoughts, Lord God, back to the pits of hell from which you come from, God. Lord God, we ask that those words would be disintegrated from over those people's heads, oh God, that they will be set free, God, from the enemy's forces, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just praise you in advance, even now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We just thank you in advance, Lord God, for sending your anointing, oh God, that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens, even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, set the captives free, God, even now in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Ooh, glory to God. Set them free, set them free, set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, mark your servants in their foreheads, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Father.
Seal them in the Holy Ghost on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I praise you right now, Lord God, for inner healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, turn on the light so they won't stumble anymore, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So I'm asking you to order their steps today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God loves to speak. Hallelujah. He loves his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all give me 1 second. I'm trying to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God of Yeshua, would just watch over your people, Lord. Watch over your people. For they need you, Lord God, in this hour, in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Give me some hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. He said some of you on this line been waiting on God for a blessing for him to move in your life. Then he was like, some of the issues that you've been facing and all been yours. He said, but some of you all have aided and abetted the enemy by your disobedience. He was like, you know, I've told you to do certain things. I've told you to step out on faith. He said, and you haven't done what I told you to do. And he was like, these things are part of the reason why you're going through some of the stuff you're going through. He said, for some, it's really not, that's not your issue. Some of yours is really that you have been getting attacked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just praise your name, God, for moving amongst your people, Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord said, look at her. He said, there is a day of judgment that falls in each and every person's life. He said, you know, it's just some things that it's time for there to be a release. So, and the Spirit of God said that he's going to release some things in order for his people to get what they need to get. And then, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that as things happen in this land, Lord God, and all around this world, Lord God, that you will cover your people,
yes, Lord,
in the blood of Jesus Christ, that you will bless your people even in the midst
of
turmoil, God, of things that's going on in the earth, oh God. We ask that you will bless your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that are truly calling upon your name, that's truly trusting in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, be a blunt instrument on their behalf, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit in the people's lives, in the name of Jesus. Listen, God, when he was showing me that word on today, he was saying there is a judgment that is coming. And he was like, you know, that's why he's constantly dealing with his people by keeping their hearts pure before him. Look, it doesn't mean that you're not going to sin and come short of the glory. But what it means is you recognize what's going on in your life and that you give it over to the Father. And so we just thank the Lord today for his blessing. I can't move any further. Well, God won't let me move any further. I thought I was going to be able to get into that word, but he won't let me move any further because there are some things that's getting ready to happen to some individuals for real. And God said it's going to be snatched out from under you so fast. And he was like, all the things that you thought you trusted for your security and your security blankets and all this stuff that you thought you were going to hide behind. He's like, that stuff is not going to work. He said, I'm going to get you. And so, the Spirit of God just, you know, wanted me to convey that. Prophet Junior, did God give you anything as I was going forth in the Spirit? I'm going to give her a chance to come and if the Lord give anything to say before the same thing, I'm not getting announced, but then I'm going to pray over everybody's tithes and their offerings. And I'm going to hire the Spirit of God lead me to pray on some things. It's just prayer that's in my spirit.
Good evening, everyone. As Pastor was praying, God didn't say anything to me, but what did take place was the Spirit of God. It's like he was like whooping around us like in a circle, and it was like a real strong like force. And I know at one point he swooped in between Pastor and I, and I could feel the intensity of the anger. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to say that because he didn't say anything to me. It's just, you know, what I kept feeling as we were sitting here. As you all know, members, paying your tithes and your offerings, and I want to talk to the visitors as well. To give an offering into this ministry, you will go through this same website address. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Members, I'm telling you this right now. Go ahead and send in your tithes and offerings if you have not done it. Also, if this is not your week to pay your tithes, you still need to be sending in an offering. I'm asking visitors, send in an offering, please, because as you would if we were in the building in service and we send around the offering tray, as you will put in an offering, you know, because as we've expressed before, you know, as when we come on and we do this, this what we're doing, even to be able to do this, is not a free service. And so I'm asking that you all would give an offering. Also, is this season?
Yeah.
No. Okay, but if you have purpose in your heart, as I have, to pay your seed every week, then members, go ahead and do that as well. I'm asking that you would go ahead and do that now. Members, send in offerings, because God deals with me about this a lot, and I have to be honest and say that he's even dealt with me personally. It seems like if you're not doing your tithes, people don't give an offering, and you know you give an offering. And so, you know, let's be mindful of that, and let's go ahead and start, you know, doing what we know is right to do. Also, those of you all who have not completed your pastor appreciation, continue to pay on that. If you have completed, you want to just continue to pay something every, you know, towards the until the end of the year, until, you know, we start in 2024 with the 2024 pastor appreciation. And I thank you all.
The Holy Spirit told me, tell you, somebody asked, well, Lord, why are you so angry? He said, because every time these people put up their jealous thoughts about different people, and like how he had me to use the example of a hairstyle. Okay, you know, everybody know the Prophet Junior is a hairstylist, right? So let's say she puts a hairstyle up. She got other clients that sitting up being jealous, thinking they the only ones that's supposed to have certain colors in their hair, or thinking they the only ones supposed to listen, and they get jealous off of how somebody else look, or they look, or they sitting back looking at the numbers, looking at how many more number of people watching that person saying, or more comments they're saying. Somebody, God said, you don't think I see you. He said, you think you're uncovered? Did you not uncover? You're not covered. He's like, I see you. He said, you know, he had me to use that as an example. And he said, but you don't understand when these people, something that simple that somebody looking at can cause maybe the person that they got jealousies for to end up falling off into sin, or having something going on in their life where they disconnect from God on different things because of their issues, and God is angry. Or it might cause that person to start having financial situations and all this kind of stuff. He said, and you think I'm going to go light on you? He said, I'm not going to go light on you. And so, you know, that's for the person to ask the question, well, why is he so angry? This is the reason why God has had me to teach over the years about jealousy, vanity, because that's vanity, as a spirit of vanity. And he talks about how, you know, these things it affects people's souls. You don't know why God got people doing what they're doing. Some people have to go and do stuff just to pick themselves up because of the stuff they go through. You know, but you don't give a curse because you evil. And God said because of your evilness, he's like, you're gonna pay for it. He said, you're gonna pay. And so, you know, we just, you know, that's why God had me to, you know, say that, you know, I'm using something like hair because I have a friend, well, they like an associate. I'm not going to call them friend and associate. And this associate is, you know, they're kind of widely known. They're what you call a master artist. And it's in the beauty industry. And at one point, they used to be what Prophetess Junior is. They used to be a cosmetologist. Well, they still are a cosmetologist because they still got the license and stuff. But they on another end of it now. And they wrote this book about beauty. And, they had given me the book and everything. And one day, they was having a conversation with me. And they was like, man, do you not realize this industry is a very vanity or in it industry. I said, yeah, you're right. You're very correct. Because when you're dealing with the con, because everybody know I'm a makeup artist. I'm an esthetician. I do skin. And so, you know, over the years, you know, you sitting up, you looking at people, you know, you can see that. But I've also had times where God has sent me to people who I knew that they needed my services.
Yeah.
Because they had something going on. And when you go and you fix them up, and then you got somebody else over here sitting up being jealous, not knowing that, you know, and God's like, well, it don't matter if they know or not, these people are evil. They are evil. They don't care. They don't care about anybody else. They don't care how their evilness affects somebody else. Like in the church. In the church, if somebody was to say, that's the reason why I always say when we go back in the building, we're not doing tithes and offerings in the building anymore. It's gonna be, you're gonna still do it through the website, because it's evil people in this ministry. I've sat back and I've watched over the years folks sit up like they try to count people money when they putting their money and stuff, or they try to look at somebody and say, well, they just put some money in there on Wednesday. Seem like they putting some in there on Sunday. All up in folk business. And then people start having financial situations. They start going through stuff. People start backsliding, having all kinds of stuff, all ruined and everything happening. Like God is like, he's like, I am tired of talking to people. He's like, I'm not going to talk any longer. And he's like, there's a day of judgment coming for those individuals. And some of you on the line, you come from families where you got in your family, that is a strong spirit in your family. You have a strong spirit of competition in your own family. That spirit of competition is not of God at all, period. And he's like, all the things that have gone on and all this stuff, he said, you need to realize all these things and you need to turn it up, because some of y'all, you're not at the point of where he's going to get you, you know, because you just now learning. He like, but man, he was like, some of y'all, he's like, I've talked to you over and over again. And some of these same people that he's talking about that he's going to get, they the type that people like to go to and tell them their business. And they don't even realize that they telling the devil their business. And they end up having more issues in their lives and more problems because they told that individual stuff. God said, I'm going to get you. He's going to get you. He's like, I'm not playing. He's like, I'm not playing it out. And so I'm sorry for those of you all who's on this line that this don't have anything to do with you other than the fact that God said, I'm going to cover you and I'm going to bless you.
Hey, hallelujah.
He was like, he said, but I'm going to move by my spirit. He's like, I'm going to do it quickly. And so I want to pray for people's tithes and their offerings and those who sent in seeds. I want to pray for your, if you sent in seeds today.
I'm sorry, you all. And if you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626. I apologize.
Okay, let's go into prayer. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, within my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, I'm asking that you would send your anointing that destroys the yoke. Ooh, glory to God. Send your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over your people on today, Lord God. Father God, I lift up your people's tithes and their offerings unto you, for it's the first fruit of their increase. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you rebuke the devourer for their sake, Lord, and that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive. Let it be pressed down, shaken together, running over. That men would give back into their bosom, God. To give, some people need special favor, God, in situations that they got going on, Lord God. They've been a faithful tithe payer unto you, Lord God. And they paid their tithes from their heart to you, Lord. And I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will bless them, Lord God. Yeah, Lord God, where there should be a no or outcast, God, begin to extend the favor to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we pray for those who have given seeds into my life. And you said, whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet's reward. God, I pray for special blessings in their life, Lord God. Things that was not supposed to open up for them. I'm asking that you begin to open up for them, oh God. Things that was not supposed to be done, let it be done for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, you would just begin to move them, Lord God, in a place, oh God, of prosperity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that when everybody else around them is sinking, God, that you will uphold them and they will progress, oh God, because they've seeded into my life, Lord. Yes, and I praise you in advance for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank God for you all. I love you all. I'm getting ready to end the call. If you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. And I will be praying for you and looking after you in the spirit. God bless you. God, and I love you. And God love you. And God keep you. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Good night.